WTAW News time is 6:05. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The first of two Blinn College Board of Trustees meetings went well into the evening, and much of it behind closed doors on Monday. A faculty senate resolution and supporting documentation were presented last night, proclaiming no confidence in Blinn District President Harold Nolte and Vice President of Instruction Cynthia Griffith. Board President Douglas Bochart says there are plans for a special meeting later this month to further discuss the resolution. Tonight, trustees could take action to purchase a proposed College Station campus location and/or accept an offer of land to build a second campus in Bryan. Real estate transactions were part of Monday night's possible executive session topics, along with personnel issues. The Bryan School Board has set its salary schedule for next year. Starting pay will go up $250, and the average increase for returning teachers will be around 1.5%. The following year will mark the start of a plan that includes merit pay and giving more money to those teaching at academically high-risk schools. In other business, two central office administrators were hired. Bryan ISD's new special education director will be Kathy Bergen, who has spent the last 9 years in Klein, and the district's new director of professional development is Leslie Holtkamp, who has been with the Willis ISD for the last 4 years. Tonight, the College Station School Board continues its administrative reorganization. Following the promotion of Clark Ely to superintendent, duties were reassigned to the remaining deputy superintendents, creating an opening for human resources director. The board has been asked to fill the HR position with Monica James, who has held similar positions in the last 15 years in the Round Rock and Manor districts. A College Station man is accused of leading a Parks and Wildlife officer on a high-speed chase before being caught with a handgun and more than 500 rounds of ammunition. 31-year-old Paul Lawson was arrested for possession of a firearm with a felony record, evading arrest, and driving with an invalid license. According to the arrest report, the officer was patrolling Bats Ferry Road, which dead-ends at the Brazos River, when he saw the SUV run a stop sign. A 2.5-mile pursuit at speeds estimated as high as 90 miles an hour took place on gravel roads before the SUV pulled over. Lawson told the officer, according to the arrest report, he was headed to the river to fire his Glock. Interstate highway travel could be getting a little smoother in coming years. That's if a Texas Transportation Institute plan to move 18-wheeler freight above the roadway proves feasible. Dr. Stephen Roop, senior research scientist for TTI on the A&M campus, says the system would address two areas of congestion. Border crossings, where removing the driver from the process would allow 100% of cargo to be x-rayed, and corridors, such as along interstates.
We think we're feasible in a corridor application up to 400 or 500 miles. And as a matter of fact, we've got a proposal with the Texas Department of Transportation that's been provisionally accepted that would allow us to build a 250-mile system on I-35 between Dallas and San Antonio.
Dr. Roop says a full-scale test track should be available for demonstration by the end of the year. WTAW News time is 6:08. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Molly Maid would like to remind everyone that it is Best of the Brazos time. Put the most trusted name in professional home cleaning to work for you. The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will clean your home, leaving you plenty of time to cast votes for all your favorites. Taking care of America's homes for more than 30 years. Call Molly Maid today. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. And don't forget to vote for your Best of the Brazos.
Good morning, it's 6:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are some summer numbers.
Overcast conditions this morning will give way to partial sun. A shower or thunderstorm may pop up later today. Highs close to 90 degrees. Turning partly to mostly cloudy tonight. There could be a shower or thunderstorm, especially during the evening, 75. Tomorrow, occasional sunshine develops. There could be a shower or storm. Highs near 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 75. It'll turn partly sunny on Thursday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit. And judging by the watering hole I was at for the game, there is a little excitement around town for, of all things, soccer. The World Cup is cranked up and ready to go, and the United States won game one. Rangers big game yesterday, as well as Texas in the College World Series. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports.
Well, and finally, they've come to their senses over this whole World Cup thing.
No, they haven't.
Oh, they haven't. Okay. I thought I'd say it and try it. Panda cubs at the enclosure in China have been forbidden from predicting scores at the World Cup.
Oh, the humanity.
I know. The giant bears have been primed to predict winners by choosing their food from baskets emblazoned with the team's national flags. But moments before the opening game kicked off, the Brown researchers' base pulled out of the stunt. Spokesperson said the stunt had been canceled by the research center because it would have harmed the pandas by requiring too much contact with humans. So there you are. Apparently, the pandas now will be safe, and people will have to find their own ways to choose whoever the winners are going to be.
Oh, well, thank heavens.
So how many people were at the place where you were watching? What was it, the United States and Ghana that you were watching?
Yes. Uh-huh. How many people were there? Probably 100.
Watching the game?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Just judging by my Facebook feed, I think the idea of America, I mean, it's just sort of like the Olympics. You really don't care about these sports until it's that every 4 years.
Without question. But when we scored in the 84th minute, it was pandemonium.
When we scored in the first 30 seconds, it was pandemonium.
Yes, that too. Scott, wake up.
Yeah.
Wake up, Scott.
I am so sorry that there were two cases of pandemonium and
it was high drama, man.
Yeah.
I made this point the other day, Scott. A 21-14 football game. Pretty exciting, possibly.
Yeah.
Info. Now, if that was any other, if this is national football, that'd be a 3-2 game.
Yeah, okay.
Huh?
Yeah, with a whole lot of boredom in between.
Wake up, Scott.
That's why they get so excited when they call the goal, you know, because that's all they get to do.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
It's 6:13. It's the 168th day of the year. There are 197 of them to go. It's June the 17th. I wonder how many people in the places where you were all were knows when the United States plays their next game.
They will play on Sunday.
Okay. Well, okay. You might know that.
No, actually, most of them did.
Did they?
Yes, they did.
All right. Well, I guess I'm just missing that then.
I think it's the generational.
Could be. Well, and again,
because they grew up watching soccer.
Well, or playing it.
That too.
That's sure. It's a World Day to Combat Drought.
Okay. All right. So everybody needs to spit.
Do your part, however you see fit. Make sure it's legal. It's Watergate Day, and it's Eat Your Vegetables Day. Celebrate as you see fit. And birthday.
Venus Williams, who's done more than her share of eating vegetables, is 34 years old.
Yeah.
Will Forte is 44 from Saturday Night Live. Jason Patrick, who I didn't know this. His dad was Father Damien in the Exorcist movie.
Whoa. Oh, really?
Yeah, 48 years old. Aaron and Diane Murphy, 50 years old. They were the twin sisters that played Tabitha on Bewitched. Greg Kinnear is 51.
He's pretty good.
Not too bad. Thomas Hayden Church is 54. Wings, and then he was Jack in Sideways. Bobby Farley, one of the half of the Farley brothers, 56 years old, and their list of movies is very long.
They do a lot.
Yep. Mark Lynn Baker, 60 years old. He was Cousin Larry in Perfect Strangers, playing the foil to Belky Bartakamoose. Mm-hmm. Joe Piscopo, 63. Barry Manilow, 71. And Newt Gingrich,
71.
Mr. Newt is the same age as Barry Manilow.
Really?
71 years old.
Yeah. Barry's got better hair, I think. Different color, anyway. Art Bell.
Captain Creepy.
He's still around. He's Art Bell's 69 years old today. We don't carry him anymore, do we?
I don't know if we do Somewhere in Time because he doesn't run first run anymore. I think what he does is is recorded from, I think it's called Somewhere in Time, and it's rebroadcasts of old Art Bell shows.
He doesn't want people knowing where his trailer is.
No. Okay. Well, he was living in Taiwan for a while, wasn't he?
Yep. Hey. Okay, soccer and Art Bell. I got to say, I'm kind of off that grid.
With that much tinfoil, it's hard to get the broadcast signal back out.
Yeah. Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the president does not seem to understand that ending wars is not the same as winning wars. Now, in the vacuum of leadership, the most ruthless brand of Islamic terrorists now have managed to gain power in Iraq and Syria, the group ISIS. The Islamic State of Iraq and Syria is so ruthless, even Al-Qaeda, well, they had to splinter off from this group. Now, they've managed to take control of a lot of cities in Iraq, Fallujah, Mosul, Tikrit, headed to Baghdad. So where's the administration? When are they going to honor our security commitments? Who will ever trust us again? All the men and women that sacrificed for liberty and security of Iraq ought to be infuriated that their sacrifices may now have been in vain because this administration has now allowed the country to unravel into the hands of radical jihadists.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, I love summer, but you know that day of reckoning is coming when the electric bill arrives. Now, you can fight back thanks to Blinds.com. Now, they've got a spectacular selection of designer window coverings that'll block the sun's rays and keep your home cooler. Blinds.com. That's where smart listeners are cutting AC bills while transforming their rooms this summer. So hurry and score 10 to 25% off great summer-friendly products right now at Blinds.com. Their prices crush the prices you'll find in stores. Blinds.com. That's Blinds.com.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A woman told us she knows that no kid wants to be the last one picked up from school. So she made a point to be on time at the Golfsmith Sidewalk Sale. It's the only place to get up to 70% off everything you need to improve your golf game. She doesn't think of her kids as the last ones at school today. They're just early for tomorrow. The Golfsmith Sidewalk Sale. Up to 70% off going on now. Hurry into Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
I know how you probably buy tires, or how you have in the past. I'm going to ask you to try something different with somebody different. We're talking the Tire Pros guys at BCS Tires and Lifts. They're located at 2319 Texas Avenue South in College Station. It's right next to Copy Corner, same side of the street. Different because this, locally owned company. What difference does that make to you? Well, for instance, they'll pick you up or they'll take you to where you need to be while they work on your vehicle. Or they may pick your vehicle up from your place of work and do the work and then return it to you. That's the kind of thing that they do at BCS Tires and Lifts. And while they're an independently owned, Aggie-owned store, they're Tire Pros, too. Part of the Tire Pros Network, which is 30,000 dealers across the nation to help you out if you have any kind of roadside assistance or warranty service that you need done while you're out on the road. But in addition to that, what they can do to make sure that your vehicle, no matter where you drive, is running the most efficient way it can down the road, because your shocks, your ball joints, your tie rods, all of those can have to do with not only the quality of your ride, but also how long your tires last. And you want to make sure that your tires last a long, long time. Now, here are the other things that they do. They do free rotates. They do free alignment checks. They do free flat repairs. They do free air checks. They do free shuttle service. You buy your stuff from them. BCS Tires and Lifts, 2319 Texas Avenue South in College Station. Give them your keys and put your mind at ease.
Are you in the medical field or health and wellness business? Then advertising your business in the upcoming summer issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is good business. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. So advertise in Brazos Wellness Magazine. Increase your business. Make more money. For more information, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
More GM recalls announced. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. More General Motors cars will be headed to the shop. In the latest recall, GM says it will change or replace the keys for nearly 3.5 million vehicles because it is possible the ignition could move out of the run position if there's extra weight on the key and the car gets jarred, as it does when it hits a pothole or crosses a railroad track. Amazon has alerted the media it will have a new product announcement tomorrow. The Wall Street Journal sources confirm that a new smartphone will be unveiled, and the sources say AT&T will be the exclusive carrier for the new device. Soccer fans have more options than ever for watching the World Cup games this year. Just about anyone with a cable subscription can see all of the games for free on a mobile device or a computer. Many games are free for everyone. Dow Jones Industrials, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all posted tiny gains yesterday. The futures are up this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Traveling overseas for business comes with a checklist of things to worry about. But with T-Mobile, you can take getting international data off that list. Because with the Simple Choice for Business plan, unlimited data in over 100 countries is automatically included at no extra charge. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
Why does accountant Gary Platt stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only La Quinta sends Gary a ready-for-you alert the second his room is ready. So he knows exactly when he can check in and amp up for his big presentation. And when Gary's amped up, guess what happens?
Hello, Cleveland!
Manufacturing.
He's ready to rock!
Let's rock this audit!
La Quinta is ready for you, so you'll be ready for business. The Ready For You alert only at LQ.com.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
Got an anniversary this month? Well, you know, you might halfway through, and June obviously is a month where there are a lot of weddings, so it would follow. There'd be a lot of anniversaries in June, too, and if you do, or if you have some other holiday or day in your life that you would like to celebrate with jewelry, David Gardner's can do that for you, and they'll fit your budget, they'll fit your style, they'll fit your lifestyle, too. They can do all of that. They make a lot of the jewelry right there in the store. They also have designers that they have their products as well. But here's the deal. After 30 years, they've got a pretty good feel for what Bryan College Station likes when it comes to jewelry. And if you can't find something in the display case, then they can certainly manufacture something for you. But again, consider the style, consider the price. They do all that to make sure that you get a piece of jewelry that marks that special occasion in a very special way. Again, been doing it for a while. That's David Gardner's, an authorized Rolex dealer. They're located at 911 University Drive in College Station.
Your car or truck needs regular maintenance to keep you and your family safe on the roads. That's where my friends at Sevchek Service Center come in. Sevchek has been family-owned and operated since 1972. There's no job too big or too small for the staff. And remember, the sales and service area is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays from 7 to 4. The gasoline islands open 6 to 9 weekdays and 8 to 8 on Saturdays. Sevchek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Well, Texas police officers Ariel Ronell and Raynell Roy of Rosenberg.
Ronell and Raynell?
Ariel Ronell and Raynell Roy of Rosenberg.
It's been a long time since I've heard that tongue twister.
Suffering succotash.
From the police department there have become a viral sensation after a video of the duo lip-syncing Katy Perry single Dark Horse was uploaded to the internet. Ronell and Roy, well, that'd be their last name.
They'd be in Vegas.
Yeah, call themselves the hip-hop cops. Well, of course they do. And they recorded the video on their dashboard camera of the patrol car, taking turns performing the single, coordinating upper body movements, and shooting the camera sly looks. Video was posted. Now, this is interesting. The video was posted by Rosenberg PD on their official YouTube page. So it's out there
to
for
show
you to
they're
watch.
Just like us.
I
liked what they were trying to do. I only made it about, I think, one verse in. I said, nope, I just can't watch it.
Well, again, it's not for everybody.
No.
But I guess I kind of salute the Rosenberg Police Department for embracing this kind of thing.
Yeah, sure.
Probably a good thing to do. I don't haven't even heard this song, so I don't know where. Well, maybe we can play. Is it a good workout song?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Because we could play it today on the, for the people on the elliptical.
No,
but,
it's not.
Okay, well, that's fine. But we'll anyway, but I guess trying to relate to kids or whatever, that's a good thing.
It's better than most of the tape we see for police officers, let's be
that's
honest.
That's true. That's exactly. Well, no, I don't know. On cops, they got some pretty good stuff.
No, that's true.
But that's just because it's a Mozon in a vehicle who tries to drive off.
That involves neighborhood interaction.
What's going on in here?
I'm giving Franklin an accounting a facial.
In the supply closet?
Well, I finished all my work at 10 a.m., so.
Are you bored?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you should think about another job.
I went online to AggielandHelpWanted.com. I uploaded my resume for free in minutes, and they're looking for a job for me while I give facials.
How lucky are you?
Excuse me, sir?
I'll miss you. Can you squeeze me in at 4 o'clock for an eyebrow wax? I'm looking a little like Frida Kahlo.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brass's Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brassesbounty.com. Well, got plenty of humidity out there this morning. That's been kind of there from the get-go. And, you know, it's that deal. Lower 90s. And then upper 70s, mid to upper 70s, and that's pretty much our pattern. There's a 20% chance of showers today could pop up just because we've got a little bit of warmth out there. Winds are going to die down a little bit, and so as a result, because the winds are going to be laying down a little bit, we will have heat indices probably over 100 degrees in most cases today and next couple of days. Just little bitty showers out there. A little one near Madisonville, a little one east of Franklin. That's about it. There's some clouds building out there, so it could be promising, but at least for right now, we don't have anything going on. And so with that 91% relative humidity and overcast skies, we're looking at 79 degrees right now.
What do you get when you add a new store with helpful employees, thousands of energy-saving CFLs, LEDs, and other light bulbs, plus a huge selection of batteries for things like laptops, cell phones, and cars to a neighborhood near you? The grand opening of Batteries Plus Bulbs. Don't miss that grand opening savings at our newest Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit the new Batteries Plus Bulbs in Bryan for incredible grand opening savings. Located at the corner of Villa Maria and 2818 in front of the new Walmart.
Not all that long ago, people would go to bed twice a night. But then came the Industrial Revolution. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up. Brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-990-4307 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-990-4307. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 1-800-990-4307. That's 1-800-990-4307.
Do you get enough sleep?
The way to know whether you are getting adequate sleep, both quantity and quality, is if you feel awake all day long and you don't struggle against drowsiness.
Kat Duff, author of the book The Secret Life of Sleep, says you probably need more sleep than you think you do.
About 1% of the population can get by on a few hours of sleep. That's very few people. A lot more people claim they can. Most of us need between 7 and 9 hours sleep.
Interestingly, before the Industrial Revolution, people used to sleep twice a night.
They would go to bed when it got dark because the minute it gets dark, our pineal glands naturally secrete melatonin, which helps us fall asleep. So they would go to bed, and then after a few hours, they'd wake up and spend an hour or two awake, and then they would fall back asleep. And that's a natural pattern amongst pre-industrial peoples all around the world and throughout. history.
To sleep well, Kat says the darker the room, the better. And using electronic devices before bed can be a problem.
We have our computers and TVs and phones and so on. They emit a blue light that helps keep us awake. That's great for the morning time when we need to wake up. But if we are doing puzzles on the computer at night or answering email or looking at Facebook on our phones in bed, that's going to keep us up.
Tomorrow, more ways to improve your sleep. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Main Stage season. Order season tickets now and see these five events for as little as $171. The Texas Tenors, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. Anything Goes, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk. Sister Act, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Guys and Dolls, sponsored by Allstate. And Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, sponsored by Bluebell Creameries. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. The agenda for tonight's College Station School Board meeting includes action on more pieces of last November's bond issue. That includes a budget of almost $380,000 to demolish the College Station Conference Center. On that land will be the district's new Center for Alternative Learning. Another $250,000 will go towards replacing the roof over the kindergarten wing at South Knoll Elementary. In other business, the CSISD board will consider hiring a new human resources director. Monica James has spent the last 15 years running HR for the Manor and Round Rock districts. The College Station opening was created with the promotion of Clark Ely to superintendent and duties reassigned to the district's remaining deputy superintendents. Monday night, the Bryan School Board hired two new central office administrators. The new special education director is Kathy Bergen, who has spent the last 9 years in Klein, and the new director of professional development is Leslie Holtkamp, who has been with Willis the last 4 years. The Bryan Board also set its last salary schedule under the district's current format. For the 2015-16 school year, the board plans to start a new compensation system that includes merit pay and paying more for teachers in academically high-risk schools. For 2014-15, the first-year teachers in Bryan ISD will receive 250 more, and those returning will receive an increase of about 1.5%. Blinn College faculty members were back before the Board of Trustees Monday night in Brenham. No board action was taken following the presentation of a resolution the Senate passed last week, pronouncing a no-confidence vote in Blinn District President Harold Nolte and Vice President of Instruction Cynthia Smith. The resolution and supporting documentation given to the board grew out of an academic reorganization 2.5 years ago, replacing faculty-led department heads and assistants with full-time deans. Board President Douglas Bochart says the trustees will gather more information with the intent of holding a special meeting later this month for further discussion. Personnel issues were one of the reasons for going into executive session Monday night. Another was real estate. Specifically, the proposed purchase of land and the Lintech building for a College Station campus. A special meeting tonight includes possible final action on that purchase, along with consideration of accepting an offer of donated land for a second campus in Bryan. Tonight's meeting in Brenham starts at 6:30 with public comment, followed by trustees returning behind closed doors to deliberate before taking final votes in open session. A Parks and Wildlife officer checking an area noted for illegal shooting arrested a College Station man with more than 500 rounds of ammunition. This was Saturday afternoon southwest of College Station near the Brazos River along Bats Ferry Road. According to the arrest report, the officer reported an SUV running a stop sign. That led to a 2.5-mile chase at speeds up to 90 miles per hour on the gravel road. After the SUV stopped, the driver said he ran because he had a felony record and he was heading to the river to fire his Glock handgun. 31-year-old Paul Lawson was arrested for a felon in possession of a firearm, driving with an invalid license, and evading arrest. Taken into evidence, according to the arrest report, was 494 rounds of .40 caliber ammunition, 26 rounds of .223 caliber, 3 rounds of .380s, various types of other ammo, and shooting gear that included 5 magazines, one of them fitting an AR-15 rifle. To increase safety, reduce road wear, and alleviate congestion for current 18-wheeler shipping, and do all of that at a fraction of the cost seems like it would require an earth-shattering innovation. Texas Transportation Institute senior research scientist Dr. Stephen Roop says it's a lot closer than it sounds.
We're building the prototype now. It's been a long time coming, but we have five or six blue ribbon engineering companies from around the country building components, and we're looking at a fourth quarter 2014 demonstration of a full-scale working system.
He says the all-electric system could operate elevated above interstates in the existing right-of-way. Similar to rail systems, the wheels would travel steel on steel.
And we do that to reduce the rolling resistance and make it inexpensive to move on a per-mile basis. We think, based on our analysis to date, that we can move a fully loaded trailer or container for under 10 cents a mile in electricity.
Dr. Roop says that's about one-seventh the cost of transportation on rubber tires over traditional roadways. Sunday night's Game 5 of the NBA Finals set another record besides the fifth championship for the Spurs.
Lisa Marie Gomez of AT&T says the 19,500 fans inside the AT&T Center Sunday night used 182 gigabytes of bandwidth during the game, which is twice as much as was used during the final Spurs regular season game in April and is a record for the arena.
That is more than 394,000 social media posts with photos.
She says it's amazing anybody in the crowd Sunday night had time to watch the game. That translates into more than 20 selfies, Instagram pictures, and status updates for every man, woman, and child in the arena. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:36 at 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
For years, I've been telling folks that Prosperity's the best bank in Texas and Oklahoma. Now I can say it's more than that. Forbes.com has ranked Prosperity number one in their 2014 rating of the best banks in America, a repeat of Prosperity's 2012 rating. But those real bankers at Prosperity still recognize me and know my name, just like a community bank. The big bank with your community's bank inside. Prosperity Bank, where you'll find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
When an infant or small child cries uncontrollably, it's natural to feel frustrated, but it's never okay to shake them. That can result in brain damage, blindness, even death. Texas has the highest death rate for shaken baby syndrome. This can be prevented, and you can learn ways to cope with a crying baby. Visit safebabies.sw.org. That's safebabies.sw.org. A message sponsored by Kohl's Cares and Baylor Scott & White Health.
I'll never forget,
that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
6:39, News Talk 1620, WTAW, Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer, that's Norman G. Tractor, voted best in the Brazos 12 years in a row.
Morning cloudiness will give way to partial sunshine. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm later today. We're going to be pretty close to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a shower or thunderstorm, especially during the evening, lows near 75. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sun will develop. There could be a shower or thunderstorm, a high of 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 75. Turning partly sunny for Thursday with highs of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We weren't trying to fix anything because it wasn't broken. We were just making sure our attitude and our togetherness.
That's Augie Garrido at the press conference prior or post-game after the win in the knockout round of the College World Series yesterday. We'll have more on that, plus, of course, World Cup soccer and a whole lot more coming up in sports in about 11 minutes.
There you are. SEC team, Vanderbilt, they're in pretty good shape. Yep. They get about a three-day rest now. And it's kind of come and get at us if you want to try. So we'll see how that works out. We'll talk about this later, but Mark Cuban, really 4 years ago, was talking about the NBA game experience and what he wanted it to be.
Yep.
And with regard to that story about the Spurs and how many people were doing stuff that had
nothing to do
with the game itself. Right. Which is awfully expensive to be having a place to take a selfie.
It's like 100 megabytes a person.
Yeah. It's, again, we'll I'll find his blog on that. We'll talk about it a little bit later on today. So late yesterday, the President of the United States of America, Barack Hussein Obama, announced 275 U.S. troops will be sent into Iraq. And by God, there better not be any more than that. They better not take a 276th person and not tell us about it.
He's keeping his promise by sending him in flip-flops, no more boots on the ground.
Yes, very good. Wear tennies, any kind of comfortable footwear. They'll be just fine.
Sandals. Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, they're there to protect the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. The U.S. withdrew all major combat forces back in 2011. Ben Downs, general manager of the radio station here, his son worked on the construction of that embassy over there.
No kidding.
He did. Yeah, matter of fact. Guy who was heading things up over there at the time was a fellow named Ryan Crocker.
Ah, yes.
Was here for a while and is now not, but yep. So anyway, so we got that going on. John Kerry told Yahoo News yesterday. I can't believe I said that. Yesterday, the U.S. would not rule out working with Iran to tamp down the current Sunni Muslim militant.
That was Katie Couric with Yahoo News.
Oh, boy, really? Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to rub salt in that
that's
one
okay.
for you.
No, that's okay. Let's see. The president also will attempt another pivot back to the economy today. In other words, he wants to throw a red herring out there in the middle of the street, see if anybody will jump on, and he's going to visit Pittsburgh to appear at the fabrication and prototyping studio open to the public via paid membership. However, the White House did not mention yesterday the president's remarks were what they would specifically deal with. So he's just maybe he's talking about his favorite Heinz catsup, since it's Pittsburgh, or ketchup or whatever they've got there. More new numbers from Gallup show that despite all the rhetoric from the White House, most U.S. Americans favor keeping the Guantanamo Bay detention center open. 29% of those surveyed want Gitmo closed. 66% oppose that. Just letting you know. CNN poll, U.S. voters think that Hillary Clinton can handle a range of foreign and domestic issues better than the president can. 63% of those responding think Ms. Clinton would do a good job on foreign policy compared to just 40% for the president. On terrorism, 61% of respondents said that Clinton would do a good job, while just 49% currently approve of the president's handling of that issue. Ms. Clinton also holds leads over the president, 25-point margin in economy, 22-point margin on immigration, and 21 points on health care. Why? I mean, why? Why would she? I don't. I'm not.
Hillary
Yeah, I'm not necessarily defending the president, but I'm just saying, has she done anything that makes you think that she would be more competent at that? Obviously, when she got her 2 o'clock phone call, she didn't know what the hell was going on in Benghazi.
No.
So, I mean, you know,
and she's woefully unprepared for book releases. He's got her beat hands down there.
And now that's amazing because apparently they have sold 60,000.
Yeah,
that'd be 60,000. Okay, now get out your little calculator right there, would you? Okay, got your calculator out. Okay, enter 14 million. Okay. 14 million, because that's the advance that she's already been paid. Let's divide that by 60,000. And what do we get?
$233 a book.
Yeah. See, I don't think it's selling for that. I don't think it's selling for that. No? I don't know what the price is. I know hardbound books are a little pricier than they used to be, but yeah. Just saying. The source said 60,000 represents less than 10% sell through. Based on what they had shipped. Uh-oh. So, in other words, you go to Barnes & Noble, they got boxes of them in the back. How do you have the Hillary? Yeah, how many you want? Yeah, just saying. The publisher, Simon & Schuster, see what their bottom line looks like. Oh, they've sold 24,000 e-books. Oh, that makes it so much better.
Now, were they betting on the come?
Yeah, well, you know, just...
If we you know, anchor and she's with us and then she's the president, then we get the release of the book. Okay. And...
But still, you know, she came out with, you know, we were dead broke, which probably didn't help any. Well, that was going to boost book sales. $14 million advance, they were dead broke. Daughter's making $600,000 working for NBC News.
For doing something about a monkey.
Yeah.
That was one of the stories that stood out when you were talking about it yesterday.
Yep, they're dead broke. So, in the wake of the crash last week on the turnpike that involved Tracy Morgan, senators are considering legislation which would require truck drivers to install black boxes to track how many hours they've driven. You know, I'm kind of surprised that's not already in there.
Yeah. They track them with GPS most times.
Yeah. Yesterday, the Charles Schumer, who's the senator from New York, said federal authorities have delayed regulations to curb this for years, get this done once and for all. To have a rule like this that affects the truck drivers themselves and every motorist on the road languish for 4 years is just too much. Yeah, it is. You're right. I think you're probably right. John King, CNN yesterday, talking about Lois Lerner and the lost emails. Had a ask a panel of reporters, do you believe in the Easter Bunny? Do you believe in Santa Claus? Do you believe that Lois Lerner's emails suddenly went poof? Why can't you just believe them? Can't you have some faith that they're telling you the truth? That the emails just went away? I mean, I guess you heard what they said is that, yes, they're on a server, but they pour everybody's emails into this giant server and just swirl them around. So it would be so hard to just extract her emails. Because it's what, like everybody who works for the IRS, it all goes into this giant server.
It is so feasible to extract some data from some hard drive somewhere that the only DOD-approved way of getting rid of hard drives is to melt the platters.
And they probably are trying to find a way to be able to sneak about to do that right now.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Oh.
I hope so.
Why can't
see,
you...
all we have to do to fix this is send Patrick.
But it's our government. Scott, it's the Obama administration. Why can't you just trust them hope?
This was before my time, but someone made the point 18 minutes of tape was what it took in Watergate.
Yeah, good point. That's right. It took 18 minutes of tape to take care of that situation. And on Watergate Day, wouldn't that be appropriate?
Got 18 minutes of audio denials for...
just on this.
Yes.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets. AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're looking for a tough plant that can handle the Texas summer, consider a vine. If you don't have much space, yet you need the effect of a large shrub, consider a vine. If you're trying to break up the starkness of a long drab fence or wall, consider a vine. We have some outstanding options. This is a great time to let them start performing their magic. Vines work in very little spaces. I'll have details after this message. This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. To help your plants and garden stand up to the heat and drought, Scotts has a plan to keep your garden healthy and strong. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Garden Soil. It'll improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, fertilize. Remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. Third and finally, put down a layer of Scott's NatureScapes mulch. to help retain precious moisture. You'll find all Scott's products at your local Lowe's store. This week, at Lowe's, purchase both Scott's Green Max fertilizer and Ortho's Bug Be Gone. You'll save 20% off the regular price. That's at Lowe's in your neighborhood. Scott's Garden and Heat Drought Recovery. You can do it. And for more information, go to Scott's.com. Scott's and Miracle-Gro. If you're thinking about planting a vine, you need to consider how it's going to do its climbing. Perhaps you never thought about it, but not all vines ascend the same way. Some twine and require openings through which they can work their stems. Others have appendages called holdfasts that let them secure themselves even to smooth surfaces. And still others have tendrils that reach out and latch onto wires and stems and other supports. There's also a fourth group that has no visible means of support. They're basically leaning plants, and you'll have to secure them in place. Now, here are some of the very best vines for Texas. In South Texas, coral vine. It's a wonderful vine in late summer and fall with the coral pink blooms, hot pink, and they're beautiful. It's not winter hardy in the northern half of the state. And bougainvilleas, of course, are vines naturally, but they're only in the Rio Grande Valley. You can use them as vines if you have a sunroom or if you have large containers. Getting on to plants that will grow in all of Texas, how about Madame Galen trumpet creeper? It's a woody, permanent vine that's actually an improved form of the native trumpet vine. Its orange flowers are much larger than the native counterpart, and it's more refined in the garden. It's not invasive. Clematis are favorite vines in the north. In Texas, we have a couple of lesser-known types of clematis that actually do better. Sweet autumn clematis, Clematis paniculata, is native to East Texas, but it grows well across the rest of the state. And you might want to try evergreen clematis, especially in the southern half of Texas, Clematis armandi. Its flowers are creamy white, but they're produced in the spring. But forget the flowers. This plant has spectacular glossy foliage. That's evergreen clematis. Climbing fig or fig ivy is popular in the southern half or two-thirds of Texas. It adheres tightly to fences and walls, and it's boldly deep green. Now, it'll freeze in extreme winters in much of the state, but it does come back most of the time. Carolina jessamine is popular in East Texas, where it's native, but it also grows across the rest of the state. Glossy, dark green, evergreen foliage and beautiful yellow tubular flowers in the spring that are also extremely fragrant. English ivy is a great vine if you have shade and have a means for it to climb. Honeysuckles come in several different flavors. Coral honeysuckle, Japanese purple honeysuckle, Hall's honeysuckle is the best of the vines. And Boston ivy is a deciduous vine. It's beautiful on walls, just like Virginia creeper is. Climbing roses are the leaning plants that we referred to. I'm Neil Sperry. Midsummer lawn benchmarks in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. The United States has taken a major step towards advancing out of the group of death to the knockout round of the World Cup by beating Ghana 2-1 in the opener for both teams. Now, the U.S. has been knocked out of the previous two World Cups by that same Ghana team. From Nacogdoches, Texas, Clint Dempsey scored 32 seconds into the game for the fifth fastest goal in World Cup history.
Dempsey cutting inside the box. Dempsey's in! Dempsey has to post it in! The U.S. has scored a little bit better than a half minute into the game. And he becomes the first American to score in three straight World Cups.
The Black Stars came back and tied it until substitute John Brooks scored on a header from a corner kick in the 86th minute, 4 minutes after Ghana had tied the game.
Zusi from the far side looking on that corner. Headed down and a goal! The U.S. has scored! Brooks! Incredible! 2-1 lead.
Coach Jurgen Klinsmann said it was a very spirited contest.
Well, we have a great spirit. I mean, it's always, the U.S. team always has a great spirit and fights until the last second. It was a little bit of a shock that the Chosey got injured. At halftime then, Matt Beasler, we had to take him out because we didn't want to risk another injury. So it was a grind, but it was a wonderful one at the end of the day.
The next challenge for the U.S. is Portugal, who got waxed by Germany before the U.S. game 4-0. As it stands right now in the Group G, U.S. and Germany 1-2. In Major League Baseball, Kobe Lewis overcame an uneven start to win for the first time in more than 3 weeks as the Rangers beat the Oakland Athletics 14-8. At one point, the Rangers had an 11-3 lead before Oakland scored four times in the sixth and then once in the eighth. Ranger skip Ron Washington noticed the performance of Colby Lewis started to slip a little in the sixth.
I mean, up until the sixth inning, he had only given up three runs, you know, so he was pitching pretty good, giving up three runs to that team. And then, you know, he got the first out and, you know, his velocity came down a little bit and he just couldn't hit his spots anymore. So, you know, I had to go get him.
The Rangers play game two of the series tonight at 9. The Astros had the night off. They're in D.C. for the Senators. First pitch there at 6:05. In College World Series action, Texas manufactured runs in three straight innings to beat the Louisville Cardinals 4-1 in the CWS in the elimination game yesterday. The Longhorns ended a four-game College World Series losing streak dating back to 09. They'll play the UC Irvine Anteaters in another elimination game tomorrow at 7. Augie Garrido said the Horns had a non-traditional practice before their first elimination game.
I think we played much better today. Yesterday we had a practice, and at the practice we really weren't practicing baseball skills. We weren't trying to fix anything because it wasn't broken. We were just making sure our attitude and our togetherness and our teamwork and the fun in being together was in the right place.
On taps in the College World Series today at 2 o'clock, it's Texas Tech and Ole Miss. Then at 7, it's TCU and Virginia. Some NFL notes. The Cowboys have signed first-round pick Zach Martin, leaving second-rounder defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence as the only Dallas rookie not under contract. Martin inked a four-year package worth $9 million, including $4.8 million in signing bonuses. The Notre Dame product is the third offensive lineman taken in the first round by the Cowboys in the past four drafts. Former Dallas Cowboys tackle Josh Brent will spend the last 45 days in rehab for substance abuse following his release from jail on a drunk driving crash that killed a teammate. Brent was convicted in January of the intoxicated manslaughter of December 12th death of Jerry Brown. He was given 10 years probation and 180 days in jail. Some sad news. Mr. Padre Tony Gwynn died yesterday of mouth cancer at the age of 54, and here's how Dick Enberg started the broadcast before the baseball game for the Padres last night.
Tony Gwynn is gone. He died early this morning. Mr. Padre, number 19, a humble hero, driven to baseball excellence, a sensitive and a caring man. Yes, the man could really, really play this game of baseball. No one in 80 years could match his 8 National League batting titles. But what we'll miss most is that infectious giggle, the genuine handshake, and the fact that his love never waned for all that is San Diego.
And unfortunately, in a somewhat related story, funeral services for former Texas A&M running back Roddy Thomas will be held on Friday in his hometown of Groveton, Texas, with a viewing from 9:30 to 11 and the funeral to begin at 11 at John Wayne Reynolds Gymnasium. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, Acme Glass has been around for 65 years. The Moorheads started that business up, and, you know, it's continued with the Moorhead family still running it, still making sure that you have your glass needs met when you need them. Now, I had to get some glass replaced in a house not too long ago. Made a call. Took about 5 minutes to get the appointment set up. The workman was there when he said he would be, did the work that he needed to, up and out of my way so that I could continue doing other stuff in the house, and they had once again done exactly what I needed at a reasonable price, and they responded just when they said they would. And I say that because, you know, you end up having the frustration of dealing with a company that you've never dealt with before who doesn't understand the importance of customer service. Well, you know, Acme Glass has been around for 65 years, and it's based on having a product that you can get a lot of places, but the difference is customer service. So when you need glass or you want glass, why not call on the 65-year experience that you'll find with Acme Glass? Two locations here in town, in downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M, Acme Glass.
Every machine in the world's largest off-road lineup is on sale now at Polaris Fun Center during the Polaris XP sales event. Legendary Sportsman ATV start at just $51.99. Razors start under $10,000. Hardworking Rangers start as low as $89.99. Top-of-the-line Ranger XP 900s come with a free winch. Accessory packages for all machines. Bumpers, winches, and cargo boxes are up to $400 off during the Polaris XP sales event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan, where they sell fun, not track.
It's the weather. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-day service means overtime coverage for you and your family without overtime charges. You get home, air conditioner's not working, give them a call, 690-2278. They'll get it fixed for you. Same day. South winds about 9 right now. We're looking at 79 degrees, almost 80. For a high temperature today, around 93 or so. Next couple of days like that, and the heat indices will be over 100 because the winds are starting to lay down a little bit and the humidities are staying high. Lows will be around 75 to 77 all week long. Again, 79 now at 7 o'clock. WTAW College Station.